You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Yesterday's and today's program were recorded on Saturday morning. So for those that follow along on Facebook, we're able to listen in on Saturday. That is if you're a real glutton for punishment. Hope you enjoy the program. It's a 15-minute whirl through the Word of God. I love 15 minutes. I love coming up this here with short bursts. And it's great on the radio, too. Sometimes we don't have a lot of time in the morning to listen in. And here for 15 minutes, we're going to see what God says through His Word. I hope you've been enjoying our study here as we're going through Acts. We're already up to chapter 8. At the church that I pastor, Island Community Church, we just wrapped up chapter 8 this past week. And going through here, this exciting look, we've learned a lot here going through the book of Acts here about how this book is a historical book. Last week, we looked at the Samaritans coming to the faith, and that's a promise the Lord Jesus made, that the gospel would be spread to Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. And we're seeing that prophecy being fulfilled. Now, the Holy Spirit took a long time falling on the Samaritans because the Samaritans were dreaded. They were hated by everyone. Even God hated them back in the time. He forbid anyone to marry a Samaritan or to have anything to do with one. So we'll get to that here coming up probably in our program next week. Now here today, we're looking at Acts chapter 8. Here today, we're looking at the famous conversion, or at least not yet. We're looking at the Apostle Paul. We're looking at the havoc he's wreaking on the church. Acts chapter 8, verse 3, as for Saul, said he made havoc, or he wreaked havoc on the church. Imagine this, entering into every house and hailing, or we can call it hauling people, hauling men and women out and committed them to prison. Think about this. All because of the name of Jesus. Look at how the name of Jesus just sends people into a frenzy, doesn't it? I made the crazy hyperbole yesterday, you know. If someone came up to you and said, you know, I saw the Son of Sam in jail the other day, and he told me to tell you that he thinks that you are a genius and that you're an all-around great guy and he loves what you're doing. What would you say? Well, by golly, you'd change your opinion of him. You'd say, you know, he's not just a bad guy after all then, isn't he? But I come up to you and say, Jesus loves you. Watch, try this sometime. All right, go to an atheist convention or go to the, buy an airline ticket to Madison, Wisconsin, and go to the Freedom From Religion Foundation and tell someone in there that Jesus loves you and watch what happens. You got to wear a football helmet. They're going to chase you out of there with a stick. All because you say to them, God loves them. Oh, by golly, I tell you here today, friend, life is a spiritual battle that's going on between good and evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and the authorities of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not the person at Freedom From Religion. The problem is Satan's throne has landed in Madison, Wisconsin. That's the problem. It's a fight. It's not you against your child. It's not your child against your teacher, and your teacher hates your child for no reason. Or your child in college and their professor that's failing them because they believe in the beginning God created a heaven and earth. Oh, no, it's deeper than that, friend. It's a spiritual fight that's going on, same as it was with the Apostle Paul. But I've gone to another place now. I want to read to you 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're talking about refusing love is what I said. How can this happen? You go up the Apostle Paul saw that time. You say Jesus loves you. That's what Stephen did. And he consented to his death. And he was terrorizing the countryside, throwing Christians into jail. Why? Because someone had the audacity to tell him that God loved him. Think of that's a spiritual thing. I tell you Hitler loves you. You say, all right. Mussolini loves you. Ah, the son of Sam, Osama bin Laden. You change your opinion on him, but you say that Jesus loves you and you want to kill the person. Why? Because there's a spiritual battle that's going on. And it's demons that are inside of people controlling them. That's why John says, test the spirits. That's not Casper the ghost. And that's not testing an invisible spirit. It's a spirit inside of a man or a woman. Test the spirits as to whether or not they are of God. Because many false prophets have gone out, false teachers have gone out into the world who don't confess that Jesus is the Christ. Okay, refusing love. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan. This is verse 9. With all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. Verse 11. Now, for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion so that they should believe the lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. What a statement that is. Friend, people will perish at the end of the age. This is one of the greatest revelations God's given me. People will perish at the end of the age, not for the sins that they've committed, but for refusing love. Someone's already died for your sins. Now, I'm not preaching universalism. You've got to receive that. But Christ was a ransom for all, Paul wrote in 1 Timothy. I don't believe he only died for a few people. I think he died for the world. God so loved the world. You've got to receive that, though. But think about this. All unrighteous deception among those who perish because they refuse the love of the truth. Who's the truth? It's John 14:6, right? I am the way, the truth, and the life. Refusing love, or the love of the truth, is refusing a person. People die and perish at the end of the age for refusing love. What a thing to die for. You're not dying for anything else. You're refusing love. I say to you, God loves you. Do you embrace that, or do you grab a hatchet or a shotgun and chase me down the street? That's what the Apostle Paul did. And that's what people do without Jesus. You go up to someone, you go to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and you say, you know what? God loves you. Watch what happens. Be prepared and wear your sneakers, because they hate that message. And that's how it was with the Apostle Paul. Dare I say, and may I remind you, that that's how it was with you before you were saved as well. You hated the message too. Thank God for his grace. When it pleased God to reveal his son in me, he says, and according to his grace, thank God for his grace. That is, God reached down and saved you when you didn't deserve it, right? And you, that is, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. It's a mighty river course. It's this world, it's all going in one direction, and that is hellbound. And God, according to his grace, has plucked you up He has plucked you up out of the mire, and he sets your feet upon the rock. And now you're going in the other direction. That's why God says, come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Oh, thank God for his grace. Just want you to see it. I just want to remind you of our fallen condition without God. With even the Apostle Paul, it's evident here. Paul, it says he made havoc on the church, entering into every house, hauling men and women, and committed them to prison. Therefore, that is because of Paul's sin. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, they came out of many that were possessed with them. And many taken with palsies, and those that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in the city. But there was a certain rich man named Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and he bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself, that he was somebody great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. And to him they had regard, because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries. But when they believed Philip, preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and the signs which were done. So here we are introduced to one Simon, known as Simon Magus. Magus. How did he get this nickname, Simon Magus? Well, you know, interestingly, it's the singular of the word magi. Ring a bell to you? Think of the Christmas story when it says the three wise men, magi, came with gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh and bowed the knee to the Son of God. You see, this is the same Greek word, but instead of plural, magi, this is singular, magos. It's one person. That's how he got this name. And it appears to be that Simon is now a believer. This is where we're going to pick it up here in our program tomorrow. Simon himself believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered and beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now, when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John. Now, that's where we'll pick it up here tomorrow. We'll continue our look at this Simon the sorcerer in our program tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You have tuned in to the